Flickering growth at the Port of Brownsville. Texas border business. The Port of Brownsville was recently named the recipient of $1,116,279 in funding from the federal government for its Port of Brownsville Vessel Suitability Analysis and Feasibility Project. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, Texas 34, announced the award March 22, as part of $15,622,100 in community project funding for the 34th Congressional District of Texas. By passing this final tranche of long-awaited funding bills, the U.S. House of Representatives has avoided a devastating and unnecessary partial government shutdown and provided vital funding for our region, said Congressman Vicente Gonzalez in a press release. I am proud to deliver millions of dollars to improve roads and drainage, support local law enforcement, and increase economic development in South Texas. The Vessel Suitability Analysis and Feasibility Project is essential to plan and prepare infrastructure improvements at the port. The project will evaluate a range of non-structural and structural options to support and increase the port's capacity to accommodate larger vessels efficiently and safely, contributing to a greater economic impact. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez time and time again continues to deliver for the Port of Brownsville and the people of South Texas. By securing the crucial funding for major infrastructure projects, we continue building towards a brighter future with thoughtful and strategic planning. Our Vessel Suitability Analysis and Feasibility Project seamlessly aligns with our ongoing efforts to sustain safe, reliable, and effective infrastructure so that businesses continue to thrive, said Brownsville Navigation District Chairman Esteban Guerra. On behalf of the Brownsville Navigation District, we extend our gratitude to Congressman Gonzalez for his steadfast dedication to the port, our industries, and the communities we serve. Major infrastructure projects in progress at the Port of Brownsville include the construction of a 118-acre business park to support the industrial and manufacturing industries of the Rio Grande Valley, as well as the Brazos Island Harbor Channel Improvement Project to deepen the Brownsville Ship Channel from its current 42 feet to 52 feet.